state of the parties are pretty much where they were a fortnight ago. Labour on 30%, Tories on 42%, so a 12-point Tory lead. And really, that will be a bit of a shock to Labour, I think. They will have been hoping to close the gap. Gordon Brown's been all over the news, leading on the financial crisis, and voters don't seem to be giving him much credit, at least so far.
What happened to the Brown bounce that I've been reading about?
Well, we've had a crop of polls over the last few days, of which this is the latest, that really suggests the Brown bounce is something that happens inside Westminster. Because Gordon Brown has changed in his personality and his action and his leadership, and everybody who's seen him really says the man's extremely different now, they've assumed that that will play with voters. And voters don't seem to have noticed the Brown bounce, or if they have, they haven't yet given Labour the credit for it. So there's sort of two things we can think. One is it's going to come in the polls in the next few months, and that might happen. You know, only a month ago, Labour MPs were talking about getting rid of Gordon Brown. Perhaps voters are just waiting a little bit longer before they make their minds up. And the other is they just don't like Gordon Brown, and it doesn't matter whatever the government does, they're going to stick with the Tories.
Do we know which party is most trusted on the economy?
Yes, I mean, there's a series of questions. Different pollsters ask this question in different ways. We have a question we repeatedly ask, which gives the Tories a one-point lead this week. It was a two-point lead a fortnight ago. So it's neck and neck, you could say. But certainly the idea that the Tory novice team, the untried George Osborne, are just out of the game, which is what a lot of people at Westminster have been thinking, isn't shown by this poll.
The Times' Daniel Finkelstein says that if it's a battle between the Tories' message, it's time for a change, with Labour's it's no time for a novice, it's time for a change is always going to win.
Well, that's the lesson we get from America right now, where Obama puts the word change all over the place. And the Tories talk about being the party of change. And I think if they can really show that to the public, they might gain the support. The question, and Danny probably doesn't go into it, is whether they are actually a change, because I think Labour would respond over the last few weeks. We haven't seen very much from the Tories at all. It's not so much time for a change as just no policies at all on the economy. If they can show a difference, then they'll gain.
Critics of the Conservatives have been saying that we've had a very short period of bipartisanship from David Cameron, and rather confused messages about what they would do to resolve the world's financial problems. You know, when you look back at what Cameron was saying for years and years, not just Cameron but the rest of the Conservatives, of course, they've been calling for less regulation and not more. So the Conservatives have taken a lot of flak, but none of that seems to have translated in their poll lead.
Not yet. I mean, there is one good figure for the Prime Minister in our poll today, which is that 61% of the people think he's handled the economic crisis well. So he does get some credit. And I think maybe that question put the other way explains part of what's going on, which is that the public think, yes, you've done quite well on the economy, but their judgment of the government is much more wide-ranging than the economy. Gordon Brown is now looking like the Chancellor, nearly. He's the economic Prime Minister, the man for the crisis. But the public think beyond that. And so they're judging Labour on all sorts of things. The decline in Labour's reputation began before the economic crisis began. And until Labour can address issues beyond the economy, perhaps it won't be able to recover. And doing that's going to be quite hard.
Somebody who unfortunately I can't remember because I only heard it first thing in the morning when I was half asleep on the radio but I heard somebody quoted as saying that, you know, Gordon Brown's been a marvellous Chancellor, but sooner or later he's going to have to go back to being Prime Minister again.
Yes, so that's the kind of challenge people throw at him. Although, of course, if he can prevent a global depression, that might be the greatest thing any Prime Minister could do. So we shouldn't be too greedy and want him to talk about everything else as well. And Labour would say, too, I think that they've stuck to other issues. There's been a lot of environment stuff in the last few days. Brown talked about it in the House of Commons. So it isn't that they've just abandoned other issues. But I think the core of it is that the problem that the Labour Party faces is more wide-ranging than just the economy. And they do need to fix things beyond the economy to win voters back.
And one of the political figures who's received even more praise on their economic views than Gordon Brown, if that's possible, over the last 2 weeks, is Vince Cable. But has support for Vince translated into a surge of votes for the Lib Dems?
Well, Vince isn't leader of the Lib Dems, so maybe voters go a bit wider than that. In our poll, it has, yes. And that's an interesting point, because other polls have shown the Lib Dems right down into the low teens, the sort of terrible despair-inducing point in the cycle. We've got the Lib Dems up to 21 points. So you can either say our poll's right and everybody else is wrong, or you can say the Lib Dem vote fluctuates a lot more in polling than any other vote does. But certainly I know it cheered the Lib Dems up today. There was a bit of a smile on Nick Clegg's face, and he needed a bit of a boost, and the poll does give him that.
And finally, Julian, I just wanted to get your opinion on this. Barack Obama, looks like he could be the next president of the United States. How might that affect British politics?
Well, it will be used by people in all sorts of directions. The Labour Party, I guess, would say that shows that really the public doesn't want a right-wing leader and that they can't offer anything. The Tories would say it shows the public want change, and they steal every single slogan from Barack Obama, and they'll try and pretend David Cameron is Barack Obama. Labour would just say, well, he's not. I mean, he's a posh Etonian. Barack Obama's a very different kind of guy. It may just add to the feeling that things are beginning to change, that the cycle of the years is shifting, and Labour will find it harder to sort of fight that. On the other hand, it might just excite the media and mean nothing at all to the public.